All right, if you have your Bible here tonight, if you turn to Isaiah 6, and I'm not going to go that long. I apologize, that's already almost a quarter after here. I've got to just do a couple things here. I just want to read Isaiah 6 and just point out a couple things about just about a servant of the king, this man Isaiah. And this is a passage just a lot of you probably reading your Bible reading, and it always gets a hold of you. There's just passages in the Bible, it doesn't matter how many times you read it, it's just every time you get something new out of it. And Isaiah 6 is one of those for me. I wanted to read the whole chapter here. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Now here's the verse to focus on. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Lord, just thank you for this time. Pray you bless it, and get me out of the way, and help your people to leave with something from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, just looking on here, as you know, Isaiah is like a mini Bible. And that's why we know the Apocrypha is not part of the Bible. As in the Levitical order, they had two loaves of showbread, two rows, six and six in a row. And just like we have 66 books in this Bible, 39 in the Old and 27 in the New, Isaiah is a 66-chapter book that completely corresponds with the whole Bible. It is a mini overview of the whole Bible. So we're here in Isaiah 6. That would be Joshua, the book of Joshua, the sixth book in your Bible. And if you take your Bible and go to Deuteronomy, the last chapter, right before Joshua starts, we see a man dying, a great man named Moses. Now, Moses was a man that was a servant of God. Deuteronomy 34:5, the Bible says, So Moses, servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Moses was a man of God. Moses died. And here we see in verse 9, And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And but as you see in verse 10, And there arose now a prophet since in Israel, like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. This man was a great man. This man was extraordinary. Moses was a man that no man was as meek as him. No man had done the wonders like him. No man walked with God like Moses. It's a great discouragement for Joshua. Joshua can't believe, I am now the leader of this people, this great and mighty people. So go to Joshua chapter 1. And what does God have to say to Joshua? Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. You say, well, God, I already knew that. You think Joshua didn't know that? No, he knew that. But you know, it's something when God tells you what you already know to show you that he knows. God already knows the thoughts of your heart. God knows what's going to hold you back from service. A lot of people here think that God doesn't understand. God does understand. God is the only one that... there's that song that says, No, not one. There's a whole song about how Jesus Christ, God, is the only one that truly understands everything that's going on in here. And that's true for every one of you. And before you're going to serve the Lord, a lot of times you hurt yourself when you try to think that he's not understanding. You know, he doesn't understand where you're at. He doesn't understand. And you know what he says to you today? He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. It's time to get going. There's more work to be done. God's work goes on and on and on because God's work is eternal. Amen? The Word of God runs swiftly. We're here today. We're earthen vessels with a treasure inside of us. Like I said, the message is more important than the messenger. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. As a preacher, I'm just, I guess you could say, dispensable. The Lord, He needs me, but praise God, He wants to use me. Amen? Because God's Word is the precious, the thing here, the work that the Lord wanted to do. The Lord had promises to keep. The Lord had a thing that He wanted to do with His people. He was going to lead them to a promised land. He was going to cast out the heathen. God had a great plan. And praise God, God said to Joshua, arise and go over this Jordan. So I want to go on here. I want to show you a couple things about Joshua. Oh man, we have no time here. But the one thing I want to say in Isaiah 6 is, if you go back to Isaiah 6, I'm going to have to condense this very, very short, is what I see here is in verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, there was a death happening. Isaiah is living in a time where death is real. We are living in a time in 2019, death is real. Sin is here. The wages of sin is death. As you know, a lot of us here, we've experienced death this last year. We've experienced that this life is not heaven. This life is not paradise. Death is real. And I also tell you this, we're also in a place where politics are very strange. Amen? We don't know what we need. A lot of people are looking at the White House, and we should be praying for our president. We should be praying for our leaders that we can lead a quiet and godly life. Like Paul said, hey, let's pray for these people that we don't go down the pipe even quicker. That's my thought, is that we can just do the work of God longer. God, give us some more liberty. Help us have more time. But you know where revival is going to come from? It's not going to come from the White House. It's going to come from right here. It's going to come from a pulpit. And that's what made America the land that it was, and that's what made Israel the people that it was their prophets. Moses was a prophet. And before Moses, a lot of things that Moses did, one of the greatest things Moses ever did was just talk to God and give Israel God's word. That was the greatest thing that Moses ever did for the people of God. And that's what we need in this last day. We don't need all the wonders and signs. I don't think Joshua did any signs and wonders. Now, God did a couple things to confirm the battle, as you know. The moon stayed still in the the moon stayed still, the sun, because God fought for Israel. But you know what God did with Joshua? He gave him a strength. He gave him a strength to fight. And that's what we need in these last days. And in Isaiah 6, we see what God's focus on. What is God's focus on? That's what we should be thinking about in 2020. What is God looking down at heaven on? God is looking at the need of His people. And we are His people. Amen? If you're a Christian, you're His people. And God sees the need here, and He says, you know what it is? It's more preaching. It's more of my word. They need something divine. They need something from me. Who will go for me to people? Who will go for people? The people need the word of God in these last days. And God, hey, there was no king. The king died. But God is looking in this chapter saying, my people need a prophet. It's almost as if He looked over the king, that whole throne, and said, what my people are erring in is here. They need some preaching. I need someone to go to them. There's about judgment about fall on them from me, and judgment's coming, and they don't have much time left. So I'm going to get them someone like a preacher. And so in Isaiah 6, he goes on to say here, and it stood, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door moved at the face of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And the first thing, I guess you could say, and I'm going to go until 7:30, I'm sorry. He said I could. I told him at least three times, is it all right if I stop at 7:15 or short? And he said, oh yeah, you can stop short, you know, and now I'm going the whole thing. Amen, I'm sorry. Typical preacher, amen. Just like Paul says, like three times, I think, finally my brethren. Finally my brethren. And he says it three times, I think. It's just preacher things, amen. And but I want to say this, is to be a servant of the Lord, you need to have a revelation of God. Before you can reveal God, you need to have a revelation of Him. Before you can reveal one, you need to spend time with Him. That's what they did in the book of Acts. It says they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That's what you need to spend time with. You need to know the Lord one-on-one. And, you know, you can learn a lot of Bible in Bible school, amen, but you need to know the Lord. You need to put it in practice. And like Dr. Bergman says, not how many times you go through that book, it's how many times that book goes through you. You need to spend time with the Lord. You need to digest it. You need to think upon it. You need to meditate. And that's what it says. It says here in the Psalms, the longest book in the Bible is written by the sweet psalmist, and the first chapter is when he meditates day and night in the Word of God. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word? And the whole chapter is about the Word of God. And then you go to Joshua chapter 1, and God gives him the recipe for success. Some of you say, how can I be successful in life? Well, you know what it is. Chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I want to be successful in 2020. I want to know His Word. I want to be successful in 2020. I'm going to give myself to meditation on this book. I want to be successful in 2020. I want to prosper. I'm going to have to do more than I did this year, according to the Word. That's the servant of the Lord. He had a revelation, just like Paul had a heavenly vision. I have to go on real quick here. Is Moses, the first time the word holy shows up in the Bible, is Moses. Now, God just said here in Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy. God is holy. That's the first revelation you need from God, is you need to realize something about Him, that He's holy. That's why the priest on the in the stern, the forefront of their head, the frontlet, they said, holiness to the Lord. It didn't say, have fun. Amen. It didn't say, my God is a consuming love. You know, it said, holiness to the Lord. Our God is a consuming fire. He's holy. And every good servant in the Bible had a revelation of the holiness of God. And that's why the first mention of the holy in the Bible is a piece of land. And he said, take off thy shoes, Moses, for thou standest on holy ground. What happens later in Joshua's life? God had to do the same thing for Joshua. Hey, Joshua, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Take off your, you know, basically, get off, get on the ground. You know, I'm holy. And that would be in Joshua chapter, I'm going to look it up here. I think it's Joshua chapter 5. Yes, Joshua chapter 5. Yes, Joshua 5:15. The captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. And then he went on to conquer Jericho. And I want to conquer some things in 2020. Do you want to conquer some things? You see it from afar. You see, it's amazing how God let him stare at Jericho. He just let him stare at it. He said, you see that? Yeah, I see it. It's a big city, isn't it? Yes, it is. Think you can get it? No. Well, you will. And you're looking ahead the next year and you say, I think I see a challenge. And God says, you do. And I want you to take the city. You can if you do what I say. And God can do great things through you, with you, if you obey His voice. Going on here, chapter Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, He said, I am unclean. I am undone. What is it? He was undone. It's a good when you come to the end of yourself before God. And you do it before Him. Because if you don't do it before God, you're going to do it when you don't want to. It's time to get down to business with God. It's time to say, God, I am nothing. Can you make something out of me? And God can with His Word. And then going on in chapter, verse 5, He's unclean. A servant of the Lord needs a cleansing to be used. God will not use something dirty. God will not put His stamp of approval on dirty things. Our God is clean. So just have a cleanliness. Thy word, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God cleansed this man. And God used something living to cleanse him. Did you know this book is living? This is a living book. If you want to get cleansed in life, you're not going to get cleansing from philosophy. You're not going to get cleansing from tradition. For in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And what were their commandments? Yes, you purify the outside of the platter, And the outside is white, but inside is full of dead man's bones, because they weren't giving heed to this book. God's looking for truth in the inward parts. Chapter 6, verse 6, he gets the cleansing. And then verse 8, the famous verse, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then said, I hear my, send me. And boy, oh boy, the voice of the Lord. And I'm going to just say this from chapter 29 of Psalms, is the whole chapter is about the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is like thunder. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve. The voice of the Lord divides the waters. The voice of the Lord does this and this and this. Powerful things are done by the voice of God. But God's power is in His voice, and it doesn't have to be loud. 1 Kings, in a still small voice. The power of God was in that still small voice, and the power of God is in your quiet time. God can do great things with His small voice. He doesn't need to yell. If you're waiting for God to bark at you, and you're waiting for God to yell over everything you're thinking about and get your attention, He's not going to do it. It's your job to turn down the volume in your life and make room for that voice. And wait until the end of this big thing. Look at Elijah. He just sat there, and he knew that God was not in those things. As a spiritual man, you should identify God's not in that. God's not in that. And he didn't leave his post. God's not, you know, we can get on Elijah for being discouraged, but at least he didn't leave until he saw the voice of God. He was not going to do anything until the voice of God talked to him. And I want a question tonight. Is 1 Chronicles 29:5, who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? And there's a great need. There's not going to be a lot of results. As here in Isaiah, he says they're not going to be converting. They're not going to want it. The correlation passage is in Romans chapter 10. How should they hear without a preacher? How can they believe without a preacher? So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Have they not all heard, Isaiah said? Have they not all believed? And the correlation passage is, I stretch out my hands all the day long to a gainsaying people. But he says that some get saved. He says, but I'm found of them that sought not for me. Here in Isaiah 10 at the end, we see a tenth shall be saved. Now I'm going to spiritualize that. Did you know, what if even a tenth got saved to what you do? Amen? What if a small bit gets saved? You know, when you witness for Jesus Christ and you open your mouth for Him, you're going to get a lot of rejection. But you will get results. You will get Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me void. It can't. But it will prosper in the thing whereinto I send it. Why? In what pleases Him. And I just want to encourage you. I'm done here. I see the clock. And I just want to encourage you tonight is to answer this call. I know there's a lot of young people. That's why I was thinking about this tonight. Is I see all these young people. And I know a lot of you are thinking about, and some of them are sleeping right now. So they're not thinking about anything. But if you that are still awake, is you're thinking about, what does the Lord want to do with me? Well, the Lord does want to use you, I can tell you that. And He has a plan for you. And but you just need to do what you ought to do, like David. David listened to his father, and he was just going into the battle, take some cheeses to the people, just doing some ridiculous thing. And he just thought, I'm going to go there and do my job and obey my father and come back. What ends up happening? He does something unbelievable. And so just obey and do what you're supposed to do, what you know to do. And before you know it, you'll be doing a lot of things for the Lord. Amen. So.